the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Hi, this is Kelly Jepson. Call me at my State Farm agency in Houghton, 482-1210.
Stop in at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub for Sushi Tuesday from 4 till 11. Their fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. Now the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub get the same fish you would get in eateries in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library and taste something great.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. You still have plenty of time to get your question in. Well, not plenty of time. Get it in. DJ at themix93.com. Coach will ask answer questions later on. Let's go to Saturday night's game. A packed house at the John McKenna Student Ice Arena. Over 3,600 people there. And the Huskies score first in this game. It's senior night. And it was Joel Esperance getting the first goal of the game. This came at the 1:05 mark to give the Huskies a 1-0 lead.
And the shot back out the center ice. A little feeling out process here between the two teams after a tight game last night. Across the line now comes Gillies. Gillies walks in, takes a shot, rebound, scores! There it is! Joel Esperance gives the Huskies an early 1-0 lead, 1:05 into the game.
Alex Gillies gets the primary assist. Dane Burks gets the secondary assist on that. Joel Esperance with his 8th goal of the season, Coach, and I just like the way Alex Gillies played in that game. It just seemed like he was, the puck was kind of following him, and nice shot on goal to force Ate Tolvanen to make a save and a rebound there.
Well, yeah, it's a simple play, you know. We talked about that a lot, you know, when you're driving down that wing, we have a tendency to want to try to make the perfect play instead of just get it on net. And we talked a lot about that Ante seemed to be giving up a few rebounds. We could create some second chances, and Gills did a real nice job. He had a couple opportunities in the game. I thought he had a strong game, and if he's a little more desperate or maybe a little more aware, you know, he had the puck a couple times and just maybe wasn't ready for it, ready to shoot it or whatnot, that he could have maybe had a couple goals in the game even. But we need him to play well. We need him to step his game up, and we're asking everybody at this point of the season to ask a little bit more and give a little bit more of themselves and make sure they take themselves out of their comfort zone and play hard. It was good to see Joel score. He's one of the guys that we mentioned that we need to get going. And when you're not scoring, there's so many other things you can do in the game, whether it's blocking shots, back checking, just doing a lot of the smaller things or small things that every team needs to do to have success. So when you're not scoring, you got to make sure your game's in order. And then when you get the opportunity to score, score. So I know Joel's going to have a good finish to the season here. I can just sense it in him. You can just see it. I know he's ready to go, and I think that goal will help him.
No doubt about it. That makes it 1-0. Michigan Tech, we take a penalty late in the first period, Coach. Dane Burks goes on for a cross.
Yeah, and I didn't like the penalty. But, I like the goal. You know, we had a great crowd. Unbelievable crowd. Hats off to our crowd. And I know the Northern brought a few people down, and that's good to see. It's good to see. And you get a little back and forth in the building. I think they got our crowd going a little bit, too. So, but fantastic crowd. And the nice thing is you want to get the crowd into the game early, and we did that. And I thought, that would help us. And I know we'll talk about this penalty and goal, but Jake Jackson has a great opportunity to make it 2-0. He goes in wide on a turnover, uses that speed that he has, goes right around the defenseman, makes a great move on the goalie, and all he's got to do is just raise the puck. But he just was going to slide it along the ice, and Tolvanen just stayed with it and just put his stick down, and sure enough, he gets a piece of it with his stick. If Jake raises that literally 3 inches, it's 2-0, and then now the crowd is really into it, and hey, maybe they blow the ceiling off that building, and you put the other team on their heels a little bit, and we get going. We never got any separation in this game. We never could get that 2-goal lead, which I thought would have been critical.
So they score on the power play, less than a minute to go in the first period. The Wildcats able to tie the game up.
Back up top, Ballou over for Klimek on the left side. Craighead over for Ballou. Ballou will shoot it down low as the shot scores. Oh, the Huskies had everybody tied up, and they still We're able to put that home, and it looks like it's going to be Troy Loggins getting the goal, tying 1-1.
Loggins is 10th of the season. Ballou and Crankhead get the assist. It did look like we had guys in the right position, Coach.
Well, we did, but there's a rotation on the PK, and one of our defensemen in front of the net should have, as soon as it went down to Loggins, should have went right to him, and we didn't. We gave them a lot of time to do whatever they wanted on the power play. I mean, they had perfect puck possession. You know, I thought we could have been a little bit more aggressive in some areas. I thought we could have been better in better shooting lanes in a couple instances. But, and he tried to make the pass. He tried to make the pass to the backdoor guy and actually goes off our defenseman and into the net. And Angus is out, you know, facing up against Loggins. So if he gets it across, there's nobody in the net. And then basically went into an open net. And, you know, when we watched it, you could see the defenseman should have rotated over. As soon as that puck goes to Loggins, you have to anticipate. You know, you can't wait till it goes, he gets it, and then goes. Then you're too late. And I thought we did a lot of that. We just sort of, you know, we're thinking too much instead of playing on the PK. And we've done that on the power play, too, where you think too much instead of just play. You just got to play. You got to have anticipation and, instincts and that. And I just thought we were a little soft in a couple of those areas this weekend. And more so on Saturday night. And they won the special teams battle on Saturday night. And you know, that got them the win.
We outshoot them 14-5 in the first period, tied 1-1 going into the second. They get another power play as Reed Sturrows goes off for a slashing call at the 220 mark. And again, it's a late in the power play goal, I believe, is Darren Craighead.
Hit a stick, went high into the air. Klimek holds it in. Ballou back at the point now. Right side for Loggins. He's crafty there. Back up top, Ballou. Slides it over to his partner. They'll get it to Craighead now. Craighead will shoot. Scores! Redmond never saw it. Craighead right through a screen. And it's another power play goal for the Wildcats, 2-1.
Well, what could have been done better on that, Coach?
Could have blocked the shot. You know, we had an opportunity to block a shot there. And, you know, we gave him a lane. And the guy just takes a simple wrist shot. Like, I mean, we've got to work our rear ends off to get pucks through on our PP, you know, with the other teams putting pressure on us up top and getting in shooting lanes. We can't get shots through, and you know, just like the 4-on-3 or whatever, and they, the guy just takes a simple wrist shot, just takes a couple steps, and it's just, you know, it is what it is. It's a smart shot on their part, but you know, we could have fronted in front of the net and tried to block it. But yeah, both power play goals come with under 10 seconds left in the penalties, so we do a great job up until a certain point, and then bang, they score. So a couple tough goals to give up. Our PK has been really solid, and I know it will be going forward, but you know, you have to make sure you know your assignments and to block that shot. And there's two in this game I know for sure that, you know, we didn't block, and it all generated from the point up top, and they scored.
My favorite goal of the weekend, Jake Jackson, is 6th of the season.
Redmond will stop it behind his net. Nearly gave it away, but a pass over there for Sturrows. Sturrows will carry it up the ice. He's got Neville with him and Jackson. Jackson fields that, brings it in. Jackson to the front of the ball. He scores!
I thought he did a great job of not only with the goal there, but just fielding that pass from Reed.
Right.
And Angus gets an assist on the goal, too.
Yeah, no, it was a big-time goal. And you can see, we saw Jake speed in the first period, and we saw it again in the second period. And, you know, we need that speed. And he just blew by that guy. And he made a nice move. You know, instead of going across the net this time, he just sort of went halfway and got Tolan to open up the five hole and made no mistake. And Jake had some good opportunities in the game. So when he gets his feet moving, when he gets gritty, when he uses his strength and his body, much more effective player, and that's what we're trying to get out of him. And it's good to see both him and Joel, two key guys that if they can contribute offensively, that'll really help our team going forward.
Dominic Schein, I think this is the right goal here. I don't have it properly labeled, but this was something else.
Huskies get a power play, though, trying to tie it up right now. Scores!
That's the Gavin Gould goal. Sorry, I don't have the Dominic Schein goal, it looks like, here, but what a goal Dominic Schein had.
Yeah, you know, bad play on our part. You know, we and here's where we have to get smarter as a team. You know, we're playing hard. We didn't give them much. You know, as you look at the shots on goal after two periods, they're 29-14 in favor of us, and the attempted shots were even more lopsided. We only gave them 11 attempts in the first period and 12 in the second period, and attempts after two periods were something like 49-20. 23. But late in the period, we tried to beat a guy one-on-one, you know, and it just happens to be the leading goal scorer, I think, in our league. And our defensemen get by the play. Here's where you've got to understand, this is the game man.